Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church, and a very happy new year to you today.
Happy new year.
All right. All right. Let us open up this time of praise and worship with bowing our heads and our hearts, and may we just offer up to the Lord a time of prayer today. Let's go before Christ our King. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the blessed opportunity and the privilege and the honor that it is to begin another year that you have blessed us with, another year praising you, honoring you, worshiping you today. Father, we commit this time of praise and worship into your care. We ask that you would just take it and use it and glorify yourself through it, and may you grow us because of it. And above all, may you meet us in it, and we're going to thank you because of it. So, Father, we commit it to you. We bless you for what you'll do. We praise you and honor you in the holy name of Jesus, our loving Savior and coming King, we do pray. Amen.
So good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen.
Amen.
As we stand and get ready to praise our Lord, let's turn to our neighbor and say, you have victory.
What can I offer to a king for all the love you've shown, for all your mercy over me? I called your name, you heard my cry out of the grave, and into that my heart is yours, my soul is free. My hope is built on nothing less. Morning by morning, how great is your faithfulness. I called your name, you heard my cry out of the grave, and into that my heart is yours, my soul is free.
As we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's 2017, as you know. Lord, thank you for saving us. Thank you for giving us that victory over sin and death. As you rose from that grave, you conquered all, Lord. And we thank you for that. As we go through our trials, let us remember that victory you've given us, that victory that we can go and hold our head up knowing that you are in control. Lord, we thank you for that, because truly we do have victory in you. In all things we give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
I don't know.
as we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you, and I know that we thank you for the victory you have given us, Father, because you have bought us, and you did actually seek us out, Lord, so that we may have an eternity with you. Lord, for 2017, allow us to let go of the stuff we've held on to. Let us start new, Lord. Let us give everything to you. There isn't nothing you can't wipe away and take care of. As far as the east is from the west, you'll move that, and you'll take care of it, and it will never be remembered again, Lord. No matter what hurt, no matter what we've gone through, no matter what we've done, you can take care of everything. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful victory you have over all of that. In all things, we give you praise, because what a day that will be when we get to see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who said, that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
As we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for that wonderful, glorious day when we get to see you. You're going to take us by the hand, and you're going to wipe away all the sickness, all the sorrow. Everything will be gone forever, Lord. Father, until then, Father, allow us to have victory over anything we're doing in our lives. Father, anything that we need victory over. Father, and please bless this church. Continue to grow it, Lord, and be there with those that could not be here and those that are here. Father, help them in sickness and health and everything, Lord, and everything that anybody's carried with them, let it be wiped away, knowing that you have victory over everything. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Before we continue this time of praise and worship, I just want to highlight a couple brief announcements. I'm going to ask Ray to come forward, and he has an announcement for us for a ministry that we are involved in, and we are consistently involved in. So, Ray, as you share, I will pass the clipboards, if you would.
Well, it's very exciting, again, that the Trinity United Methodist family has the opportunity to serve the local community in Toledo. As you're well aware, Mosaic is the name of the ministry. It used to be Western Avenue. Our weekend for serving the meal is next weekend. We do have a couple of volunteers, but we are definitely seeking anybody whose heart is calling to step out in mission, to be able to experience God's love in the field directly with those that we are ministering to. But also, we would ask that you pray for Mosaic Ministries and the ministers that are involved. And if you would like to be a part of this, your contribution to the meal will also be a great contribution, and we'll be very thankful for that. So with that being said, next weekend, if you would like to join us, meet us here at the church. We have a couple people who are going to be cooking the meals, but mostly helping serve would be wonderful. And I know that you will be blessed by participating in this ministry, because everybody who goes always comes back glowing. So praise be to God that we do have the opportunity to be in this ministry together. God bless you all.
Thank you, Ray. The clipboard's going around. They show the ingredients that we need to make the meal. And as God leads you, if you are feeling led to be a part of that, just bring those ingredients, whatever you sign up for, bring those and put them in the kitchen. Then they'll be here for those that are going to prepare the meal next week, and then take that up there to them. And before we get to another announcement, Greg has one more announcement. And I bet you y'all can guess what he's going to share with us here this morning.
Alrighty, so inside your bulletin, once again, we have the welcome cards. As you can see, it's this little cardboard piece. Basically, here at Trinity, our purpose is to learn about Christ and to serve you guys and serve the community. And in order to do so, we need to get you guys informed and active. So on the back, there's a little list that asks if you need information, whether it's beginning a new relationship with Jesus, information on groups, baptism, membership, serving, or you can write in a specific request. As I said, we want to go out and do stuff. We don't want to just be a hypothetical or theoretical church. We want to practice our faith actively. And in order to do so, we need to know doctrine and not just doctrine, but baptism and other non-boring stuff for some people that don't like doctrine, but I do. Children's ministries, youth ministries, adult ministries. We have a wonderful children's ministries. We did the Halloween thing, a trunk or treat, VBS, etc. And we want to do more of that stuff. So, and we want you guys to be involved. So fill that out, hand it in, and that would be awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Greg. You can put that in the offering plate when it comes around. And inside your bulletin, you'll notice with me a calendar. And these are just different ways that you can be involved here at Trinity. And so you can make note of all the happenings here at Trinity. The last announcement I just want to highlight, this is a fundraiser that we are going to seek to expand Vacation Bible School this year. One of the needs that came up is some of these youth, they come here and they need breakfast. And that may sound crazy, but they come here and they're hungry. And so this year we want to do more. And one of the things we want to do is we want to serve a small breakfast. And so we are doing a clothing drive fundraiser. And from January 27th through February the 27th, there will be an Easter Seals bin, much like the Goodwill bins, and we will be collecting any used fabric, bedding, any used clothing, And the neat thing about this, friends, is that when you take clothes to the Goodwill, you have to kind of check them out and see if they're good or not. Easter seals, they go through it. And if they are not good, they will sell them to like carpet pad manufacturers. And so everything is going to be repurposed. It's all going to be used. And so we actually will get paid per the pound. And so the more that we have donated, the more, you know, we will receive. And I know it's a little bit early, but every year I go through my closets and I check out, hey, this needs to go, this needs to go. And it's a good time to do that. So make note on your calendar with that. Before we continue, junior worship is now dismissed for those youth in kindergarten through fifth grade. We have a special ministry prepared especially for you. And may we all turn our attention and listen to the reading of God's word here this morning.
Love that quiet thunder. Kids running out. The reading from today's word will be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. On page 1824, we will be reading verses 10 through 24, if you care to join us in your pew Bibles. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it in fearlessly as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you may also know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. This is the word of God for the people of God. May we all be thankful and blessed in its hearing. If the ushers will now please come forward for our tithes and offering.
Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness. It's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips. Here I am. Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Our hunger and thirst for your righteousness, it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am.
Kind and ever-loving, eternal Heavenly Father, we do indeed thank you for all the many blessings that you so graciously grant unto us each and every day. As part of those blessings, Father, we placed on your altar this morning our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them. Bless them and multiply them into your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. This morning, we were supposed to be concluding our sermon series titled Be Rich, and the message title this morning is Rich in Victory. Friends, this is the first day of the new year, and I know one thing. I know that what God wants for you and what I want for you in 2017 is that He wants for you to live a victorious Christian life. And so instead of just concluding the book of Ephesians here this morning and just leaving it at that, we're going to take the next 6 weeks and we are going to look at the armor of God and we're going to see what it takes to live the victorious Christian life. Years ago, I was involved in an outreach Bible study and there was this young man, we'll call his name Stan. And this young man, he came to Christ and he received faith in Jesus. He got on fire and he started serving the Lord with vigor and with intentionality. And just a couple years ago, I ran into a friend of mine, Matt, and I said, hey, have you talked with Stan? Is he still living the life? Is he still serving Christ? And sadly, the report I got was something far different than what I had hoped. You see, this young man, he left the faith, he denied the faith, and he absolutely did not agree with what he had once professed. You see, far too often in Christianity, we see that happening over and over and over again. Some years ago, on Easter Sunday, in fact, I had a knock at the door, and there was another individual, and they came and they grew up in a Christian church, but then they were not serving Christ. So why do individuals do this? I'm here to tell you they do it because they don't understand how it is that they need to live a victorious Christian life. And that's what I want to take the next 6 weeks and really illustrate what are things that you can do, how you can be victorious, and what God wants for you in 2017 is to be victorious. End of story. If He didn't want you and I to be victorious, He wouldn't have sent Jesus to die on the cross to save you from your sins and the mistakes that you made, the imperfections, but God wants you and me to live a victorious life. I don't know if anybody else watched the football game last night. I sure did. And the team that I was rooting for wasn't victorious, not at all. You see this in professional sports with the fans. You see that happen time and time again. The Cubs, they win the World Series, and the whole fan base is up in arms. You had Cubs fans coming out of the woodwork that never would vouch that they were a Cubs fan before, because we all want to be a winner, do we not? We do. And in fact, God wants you to be a winner too. So much so that He sent His only, unique, same as Himself Son, because Jesus is God. Jesus is the same as God, to come and die and to lay down His life for you and for me so that in Him we can experience the victory. But yet, friends, there are key truths that if we don't understand, you and I will never experience that victory. And so let's get into our text here this morning. There's three things that we need to understand. And the first thing that we need to understand is the Apostle Paul, he's giving this final admonition, this final instruction in the book of Ephesians. And he says, finally, one last thought, one last thing. Hey, this is the last thing that I'm going to share with you. And he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. That's victory, friends. Being strong in the Lord and in the strength of God's might. And this is how you do it. You put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending or wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are contending and wrestling against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The first thing we need to understand and grasp is that all of us are in a spiritual battle. There is not one that is excluded. You and I are engaged, whether or not we are engaged in a spiritual battle, we are involved. Now, the archenemy of our souls, the devil, he knows he can't be victorious. He knows that he can't defeat what Jesus had bought and purchased and accomplished. And so he wants to detract us and distract us from experiencing that victory. And when he does that, we aren't strong. When he does that, we buy into the lie. You see, the devil has an agenda for your life and mine, just as God has an agenda for your life and mine. I'll say that again. The devil has an agenda for your life and mine. The scriptures tell us that the thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your hope, to kill your desire to serve Christ, and destroy your witness is what he has his agenda for you and for me. God has an agenda as well. He wants you to be his hands and feet. He wants you to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And this is why the Apostle Paul is saying, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. You see, this battle that we're involved in is not just any battle. The word contending there, in the original text, we translate it sometimes wrestling, and it indicates a hand-to-hand combat. This is an up-close and personal battle that we're involved in. Now, there's some individuals that claim the name of Christ that don't believe they're in a spiritual battle. And when you deny this fact, the enemy has won. You know, it's not the people that we fight against. It's what's behind the people. You see, as God uses people to impact the world, so the enemy will use people to impact the world as well. We need to grasp that. We are in a spiritual battle. 2017, we have the privilege, the opportunity, the high calling, the high honor to serve the risen Christ, the one who is triumphant over sin and death, the one who conquered all these things, and we have the high calling to serve him in this world. But yet, if the enemy can give us to the point where we're ineffective, and there's a way he does that, it's with our vision. It's our vision. You see, your vision drives your victory. And I'll explain what I mean by that here in a few moments. You see, to finally be strong in the Lord. You see, it's our vision, our focus, what we view, what we focus on, what we look to. Be strong in the Lord and of the strength of his might. Our vision drives our victory. You see, the final victory will never be overthrown. You can live this life in a comfortable way, and you will die, and because you have claimed the name of Christ, you will be with him in all of eternity. But the victory is yours here today to experience. It's what we view, what we set our eyes upon, that will always drive our victory. And let me explain what I mean here. You see, we must choose to stand in victory. If we could go on, please. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Therefore, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. You see, it's not about us going out and doing things. It's about us appropriating the victory that Jesus, or applying the victory of Jesus into our life. To stand, to stand, to stand. You see, it's not that we are trying to achieve the victory. The victory has been won, friends. It's about applying the victory in our life. And we must choose to stand in victory. And how do we do that? Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. When I was playing football all through college, we did tackling drills all the many years. And inevitably, every single coach that I ever played under, they would always tell you where to look. Your vision drives your victory. And you can see it when you're watching a football game. You'll see a defender look at the head of the ball carrier or of the receiver, and the ball carrier will juke him, and all of a sudden the defender's cleats are laying over here and he's over here. You'll see another individual that will look at the feet, and the feet of the ball carrier will juke and make all these different moves, and all of a sudden he will get around. You see, our vision drives our victory. Any coach worth his salt or her salt will always tell an individual, if you are going to tackle an offensive player, you look at the waist, because your hands can flail over here and you can move this way. The feet can be over here and you can move that way. But where the waist goes, that's where you go. And if you look at the waist, you will always make the tackle. Your vision drives the victory. The belt of truth, it surrounds your waist. It's where we view what vision we have. And the battle, friends, of our souls is over truth, is it not? Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He gave us the spirit of truth. He, in John 17, verse 17, said, sanctify them by your truth. Thy word is truth. And so our vision drives our victory. And many times when we go through life and we get offended, we get hurt, and people do crazy things in our life, we have a tendency to look inside ourselves. Or we have a tendency to look at them. Our vision drives the victory. When we look inward, we cave in on ourselves. When we look at other people, we aren't looking at the truth. We will never, ever, ever be victorious when we have the wrong vision, because the vision that will always drive your victory is a vision that is captured by the truth of the matter. It's a vision that will drive the victory when it's saturated with the truth. And there are three things, and I just mentioned them. The three things are this. If we could go on, please. The Apostle Paul says, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth. You see, in the Apostle Paul and in Jesus' day, they had these flowing garments all the way down to the ground. And they would impede the movement. And so what they would do is they would gather up the bottom of their garments and they would tuck the bottom of their garments in the belt of truth. So they would be free to move and do what they had to do, to be in that hand-to-hand combat. Many of us, friends, we don't focus on the truth, and therefore we trip ourselves and we get so, you know, cumbersome in our movements that we can't do what God wants us to do, because we haven't stood and we haven't viewed the vision that drives the victory, and that's the vision of truth. We've bought in a lie. We have allowed the enemy to distort our view. The vision that drives your victory will always be a vision that is based on truth. You see, the enemy of your soul, his power exists in the lie. God's power exists in the truth. There's freedom in the truth. There's freedom there, and that's victory there. And so when Paul says, stand therefore, having girded your loins, pick up the bottom of your garments, tuck them in the belt of truth, and go and stand in victory. Allow the vision that God has given to you to drive your victory, and that vision has to be captured by three things. And the first thing is Jesus. As I mentioned, John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, that individual stand, he missed it. He left the truth. Jesus is truth. Paul Pierce, the NBA basketball player, he was called the truth. You know why? Because his shot was so true. He would shoot the basketball and it would go in most times because he was so true in what he did. But friends, Paul Pierce is not truer than Jesus. Jesus is the way to victory. He is the truth. He is the way to overcoming all of these things, and it's in truth. Now, whether or not we accept it or deny it, when truth is revealed, it still remains true. So whether or not you're here today and you accept Jesus or you deny Jesus, Jesus will always remain true, no matter what. And so our vision must be set squarely upon Jesus. It has to be focused upon Jesus, the Christ, the truth. And how do you do that? You do that in two ways. In John 17, verse 17, Jesus, he's praying and he's saying, sanctify them, O Lord, meaning make them holy, set them apart, make them different from the word, sanctify them by your truth. And your word is truth. And so, therefore, many times we disassociate the scripture with Jesus. And you can't do that. Our vision will drive our victory, and our vision of aligning our life with truth, with Jesus, with this Holy Scriptures, and aligning our lives, and that's what we need to do. Our vision must drive our victory, and we must look at the truth. We must seek the truth. We must set out to pursue the truth. The truth is Jesus. God's Word is truth. The last thing that we must do is we must submit our lives to the truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and it will lead us and guide us into all truth. But if we look inside of ourselves, if we look at other people, if we focus on politics, if we focus on all the crummy different things that are happening, the purse snatchings and the counterfeit bills and all these different things, and yes, these things are happening right here in Gibsonburg. You focus on that, and you know what happens to your vision? Your vision gets distracted and pointed to the errors and the lies and the negativity, and we need to allow our vision to be focused on the truth. That's how you're victorious. That's how God, through Jesus, allows you and me to rise above all the crummy things that are taking place here in this world. And that's how your vision will drive your victory. To focus on the belt of truth, Jesus Christ himself. Are you aware that belts hold everything together? You aware of that? I'm serious. They do. And the same is true with the armor of God. If you miss this foundational point right here, if you miss the point of where your vision needs to be placed, and sometimes our vision gets a little distorted and we need other people. Years ago, when I turned 30, I was going renewing my driver's license and I had to take the eye test. And this lady, she says, hey, read line A3. Okay, read it, blah, blah, blah. Read line A5. Okay. And then I felt my heart beating a little bit faster and I'm like, uh-oh, I can't see that. So I started guessing, and she looks at me, and I thought I was busted. I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And I said, how bad was that? She's like, it wasn't bad. I've seen worse. I'm like, oh, it makes me feel better driving on the road, you know? So I went home, needless to say, and I called an eye doctor and said, hey, I need an appointment. So I got these little glasses for reading and for using the computer and everything like that. Sometimes our vision gets distorted. And sometimes we need things to readjust us. And sometimes entering into 2017, we need one another to point us toward the truth, to encourage us to get in our Bible, to encourage us to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. When we divorce ourselves from the truth, Jesus, from the truth of God's Word, from the truth of the Holy Spirit leading us, we always end up like Stan. Someplace we don't want to be. Doing things we never thought we would do. And God wants for you and for me to experience victory. So much so that, friends, he sent Jesus to die so that by his blood you would be cleansed. By his body being broken, you would be made whole. The truth of the matter is Jesus has given you and me victory. It's about applying it in our lives. And I'm here to tell you, over the last several days, one of the hardest things that you will ever have to do is when you start getting offended and you start having different things, is to quit looking inside and quit looking at other people. And I don't know if God allowed that to happen to me this past week, but I'm telling you what, I've been in a battle for the last several days. But you got to adjust your vision. Because your vision, when it's set on the truth, it will always drive your victory. If you give in, you always relinquish what God, through Jesus, has bought and purchased for you to experience. And yes, that means here and now and today. Not when we die and are in eternity, because it happens then too. But today, the victory is won, friends. The victory is to be had, friends. And it's all determined based upon your vision. What you set your eyes upon is what will consume you. You want to drive your victory? Set your eyes upon truth. We're going to partake in the Lord's table here this morning. Jesus, the truth's table. The table of truth. We don't require that you're a member. All we ask that you're a professing believer in Jesus. We have an open communion table, and we ask that you would come. We will be partaking communion at the rail. And Jerry, if you would dismiss the different pews, you will be given a piece of bread and then the cup of juice. And then the whole group up here will partake together. And so as we pray and prepare to meet around the Lord's table, may we intentionally determine this day, January 1st, 2017, to set your vision on the truth. And if you do that, friends, the victory that you will experience won't be dependent upon things that happen, sports teams that win, politicians who are elected. It won't happen on anything external. It will happen because God, through Jesus, has bought and purchased and paid for the victory for you to have. You see, Paul didn't say, hey, go and accomplish victory. He said, stand. 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 Acknowledge you're in a battle. Understand that. But also understand that you must choose what you set your vision on. Truth? Error. Reality of Jesus? Dismissing all of that? Or the circumstances of the world? Your vision drives your victory. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace and your truth. We thank you, O Jesus, that you bought and purchased victory for all of us. May you enable us and give us the courage and the power and the discipline to set our vision on the truth, to acknowledge that truth holds everything together in our lives. May you be that truth in our life. As you were that truth some 2,000 years ago, when you laid down your life, you took the beating and the scourging for us, you were crucified and took our place so that we might live the life that you should have lived. You were broken so that we may be made whole. Yet you were not defeated. You rose victorious on the third day. You conquered the grave and you conquered sin and death. And then the scriptures say, where, O death, is thy sting? It couldn't contain you, Jesus. May we set our vision on you. May our vision be held steadfast by our choice, by our determination, by our brothers and sisters in your family, in the congregation here, in the other congregations around the world. May we allow our vision to drive the victory as we know it will when we set it upon truth. We thank you for communion, Jesus. We thank you for the bread and the cup. We ask that you would bless the bread and bless the cup. And may you just minister unto our souls, and may we experience the truth of mercy, of grace, of love, of peace, of joy, of true and total forgiveness. We thank you, O Lord, and we bless you now. In the holy name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep to the saving. Jesus Christ has set me free.
Yeah.
we close here this morning. It is God's will and His desire and my hope for all of you that you would truly rise above all things that take place in this coming year, that you truly would be victorious by setting your vision and setting your sight upon Jesus, the Christ, the truth, by applying His holy writ, His holy word into your hearts, minds, and souls, and looking to it for guidance and allowing the Spirit of truth to lead and to guide you each and every step of the way. And then, friends, you too will rise victoriously, being the victor over whatever 2017 brings. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you and I depart in peace. Amen.